The Audiobook Wizard presents Illustrated Audiobooks, wonderful children's illustrated books brought to audio life by including rich audio description of the pictures for children who are blind, low vision, and all children. This podcast was made possible through the support of Linda Ray Shaw, author of Clea the Caterpillar book series. This time, Quigley Goes to Gymnastics. Quigley Goes to Gymnastics will take you on a journey of the introverted child's internal dialogue while trying something new. See how Quigley takes her time to observe and process all that is going on inside and out. With grown-ups who give Quigley time to move at her own pace, she is guided by her own voice. Get to know this little hedgehog with a big heart for gymnastics.
On the cover, in a grassy area with trees and flowers, a tumbling mat, and a log on supports, a little gray hedgehog balances on the log. She walks on her hind legs, holding her arms out to the sides for balance. The hedgehog, named Quigley, is a mouse-like mammal with a short snout with a round black nose. She has short legs and spiny hairs like a bristlebrush all over her body except for her belly.
Quigley loves to tumble. She loves to roll.
Quigley rolls on a tumbling mat, somersaults to a log, and walks across it.
She is strong, and she has a goal.
Three birds, one red, one blue, and one yellow, watch Quigley and applaud as she swings from a branch.
I like gymnastics. I want to learn. Let's join a class. It's my turn.
Quigley reads a notice to her mother as the bigger gray hedgehog chops strawberries at a round table. Their home has flowers in a vase on a windowsill and canisters and dishes on two high shelves. A pink easy chair sits nearby.
Mama signs her up for class. Intro to gymnastics. What a blast!
The adult hedgehog rests her arm on Quigley's shoulders as she signs the tumbling permission sheet. Quigley sleeps with a dream bubble above her head. In it, she swings from high rings toward a trampoline at a balance beam. Near the shelves under the window with the yellow curtains, a gymnastics outfit hangs from a peg in the wall.
Quigley is a little nervous and squeaks, "My tummy hurts. I don't want to go."
Quigley sits at the dining table with her father.
Mama says, "Let's just get ready. We'll check things out. We'll take it slow."
She holds the gymnastics costume out for Quigley.
Quigley gets ready, though feeling bad.
She pulls on the pink leotard.
She wants to go. She just feels sad.
Quigley gazes out the window at the trees and tumbling mat and log. The three birds are perched on their branch.
Quigley and Daddy arrive at the gym.
As they walk up the path to the two-story building, a red fox holds the door open for them.
She looks around. Her insides spin.
Quigley hides behind her father's back.
She is the smallest hedgehog in the class.
As her father holds Quigley's hand, they watch others tumble. A hedgehog follows a mouse on the equipment.
Her heart says yes, but her mind says pass.
A raccoon referee with a whistle around his neck directs the mice on the high bar.
Friends are loud and in her face.
Quigley shrinks away as the foxes and mice stand close to her, gesturing with their hands and talking.
She steps back and says, "Just give me space."
The referee motions to the others to move back.
Quigley observes what's all around. She sees bars, beams, and mats on the ground.
the other participants make their way through the course of obstacles and equipment.
Daddy assures her he is there. He's not going anywhere.
He smiles as they watch a cartwheeling mouse.
He's there in person and in her heart. He gives her a hug and whispers,
"It's time to start."
The raccoon referee smiles and beckons to Quigley to join him on the floor. The others wait in a circle.
Quigley is happy and notices,
"No eyes on me."
Quigley smiles as she rolls and somersaults.
It's time to tumble and just be free.
She lifts her arms high and then rolls on her back. The referee leads a line of gymnasts, the mice, followed by the foxes and hedgehogs, including Quigley.
The coaches lead them in a run.
"I'm stretched. I'm warm. Let's have some fun."
She cartwheels with just one hand briefly on the mat before she completes the move.
She flips, swings, and balances too.
She maneuvers on the high bar and walks carefully across a narrow balance beam.
She's really good. She knows just what to do.
Quigley gives the referee a high five. A red bird on a windowsill applauds her. Quigley holds her father's hand as they walk down the path away from the gym. She waves goodbye to the foxes.
Quigley loves to tumble. She loves to roll.
Curled in a tight ball, she rolls down a steep hill as her father watches and smiles.
She is strong, and she has a goal.
Back in the grassy area with trees and flowers, the tumbling mat and the log on supports, the three birds watch as Quigley balances on the log and walks on her hind legs, holding her arms out to the sides. Later, she reads a journal. This has been Quigley Goes to Gymnastics, written by Claudine Norden, narrated by Aaron Riemann, audio description narrated by Chris Snyder, and written by Bonnie Barlow, from illustrations by Bonnie Wiegand. This has been a production of Imagination Video Books at imaginationvideobooks.org.
Please join us again for our next illustrated audiobook with audio description of the pictures, brought to you by imaginationstorybooks.org. I'm Richard Riemann, the audiobook wizard. This podcast was made possible through the support of Linda Ray Schull, author of the Clea the Caterpillar book series.